I am here with Brother Nate Williams from the Religion Department at BYU-Idaho, and he is the devotional speaker today. Thank you so much for coming in. And how has it been preparing for a devotional?
It's been a kind of a very thoughtful journey, trying to understand what the Lord would like you to share, how you would like to share, what you think the Lord would like you to share, and trying to put that together in a succinct, articulate manner seems to be a rewarding but a challenging, process to go through all of that.
No, I know. I always admire every devotional speaker because I don't know if I would be able to do it because it'd be speaking in front of that many people.
You would. You would do great. In fact, they should start having students give devotionals, I think.
Thanks. And the title of your talk is Remember the Worth of Souls is Great in the Sight of God. What made you want to speak on that?
Well, that's a good question. And I've certainly not had, I think, many opportunities to feel so confident or clear in my mind or heart about what to do. But it seemed pretty clear the moment they asked me to speak a devotional, that would be the subject that I should speak on. And so I just committed to it. Once that was settled in my mind and heart, which it really did pretty quickly and pretty clearly, I just settled on it and went to work trying to figure out everything that would be wise to and inspiring, hopefully, to say about that subject that could hopefully bless, one student here at this university in understanding the great truth of the worth of a soul.
Yeah, and you share an experience about your nephew who went missing for a short time here in Rexburg. And I had a similar experience, but I was on the other side. And when you said something about how him being missing made you realize the importance of the worth of a soul and the importance of it really stood out to me because at the same time when that happened to me in my experience, I was around 9 or 10 and my family just went crazy, and I was with my aunt. It was just a mess. Hmm. But having that many people really care about me and really kind of worry and say, you're important to me and you're important to not only our family but to so many other people, it just made me realize how important I matter to not only the people here on this earth but to my Heavenly Father. So it really kind of put things into perspective and made me think about that experience again.
It's interesting how we all have, I think, life experiences that kind of remind us what really matters most.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that sometimes we forget to keep that perspective. We get going through life and focusing and enjoying so many other wonderful things about life that we might forget to either articulate it or remember it or keep it alive, that important truth, how much the Savior means and how much understanding the meaning of His life helps us have a deepened understanding of the meaning of each one of our own lives.
Absolutely, and I think that's why I like talks like this, because we hear the worth of a soul so many times throughout our lives in the church, but I think we always need that reminder and saying, oh, that's right, like, I do matter and I am important, and just to kind of say, to kind of reignite that spark and just say, yeah, that's true. So I really do like, and I really do appreciate your talk. And you will pose 3 questions that center around your talk. And the first one is, what is a soul? Can you explain why you chose to ask this question?
Well, I think all of these questions kind of go back to the point of just understanding eternal truths that help us give us perspective to the worth of a soul. That there are many people, I think, in the world who believe that the worth of soul is great, but they might not have an understanding of God's plan about why that soul is great or what even is a soul. And our understanding of premortal life, our understanding of the atonement, our understanding of gospel principles like faith and repentance and a number of important commandments related to that plan, I think are unique perspectives Latter-day Saints have to help the world appreciate and know what they feel in their heart, that the worth of soul is great, but they might not have the doctrinal belief or understanding to know why does it really matter. Why do I have these feelings that people matter or that my child is precious? And so I think part of talking about those 3 questions is to help people have doctrinal understanding to the feelings that I think most human beings have, that most human beings feel, that their child matters to them, that hopefully their spouse matters to them, or that other people, their neighbor matters, but maybe don't know why.
No, yeah. And you say something in your talk, and I have to quote it because it said, when God's children understand their divine parentage, they come to better understand why the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. Understanding this truth changes the way people think and act towards God and others. I hadn't really thought about that in that perspective before. But yeah, I think learning where we come from and really understanding that really makes us treat others differently.
Probably one of the areas that I didn't develop as much in this message as maybe would have been good if I had a little more time or clarity in how I arrange things is just what it means to understand something. Because it's one thing to be able to say these things and for us to repeat them back and forth to each other. It's another thing to have the Holy Ghost carry these things to our heart and really understand them by the Holy Ghost, not just in a cognitive manner. And so I hope people understand that it's one thing to know the right answers. It's another thing to have the Holy Ghost write them on your heart and your mind and really feel them and have that kind of change truly take place, that when you understand them, not just mentally, but spiritually, what a powerful impact it has on our attitudes and behaviors.
No, absolutely. And going back to the questions, the second question is, what is the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ reveal about the worth of a soul?
Well, I think you'll see and hear, and you've read it, it looks like, in the devotional message that the Lord places those two truths side by side. And that in some ways, he wants us to think about one in light of the other. And that a lot of what I do in sharing this message is trying to present thoughts that suggest that you can't really understand the worth of a soul unless you understand the atonement of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. That it is the measuring rod the Lord wants to give us to appreciate and understand ourselves and one another. And again, when I say understand it, not only doctrinally, being able to think about it, but also to feel it and understand the reality of that and what it means to each of us personally and to all of his children.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think with any gospel doctrine and principle, you can understand it intellectually and understand it on the basic level, but you really have to go and ponder it and really...
That you feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the third question and last question that you asked is, how can I better come to understand the worth of a soul in the sight of God? With that one, you say a quote also. It says, we live in a world that is perplexed about the worth of a soul and in its desperate need of a perspective that comes when we embrace the Savior and his everlasting gospel. We live in a time where I think what you say fits perfectly, where we're just trying to figure out who we are and where we come from, and having this gospel and being reminded of who we are just really kind of puts you at ease and says, okay, I know where I'm going and I know where I come from.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. So many people, I think, kind of related to that point, I think pursue a path of happiness, a path of self-worth that is somewhat selfish and not directed towards the Savior and his gospel, and maybe still find themselves quite empty. And so it's not always a pleasant word in the vocabulary of the world, but I talk about the importance of repentance mm-hmm. and what it does to help you lose yourself in his life and to help you find a new life, and that true happiness and true worth can only be found as we focus on him, and then as we turn to focus on others and we come to find ourselves. I think I talk about that gospel paradox that repentance invites us to. And I know many of us, I know myself included, sometimes choose these paths where we seek to just please ourselves or please others, and we still come away a little empty, not only in our happiness, but understanding our self-worth when we're investing so much into ourselves. And I just find it really inspiring in my own experiences and in my study that the real solution seems to be here, coming to experience him, know him, be centered on the Savior, and then coming away really having found myself.
And for those who go to your devotional today and who listen to it, what do you hope they take away from it?
I have thought about this, and I've wrestled with, you know, what is the ultimate takeaway? And I think, first of all, that he lives, that there is a Savior, that he has made an infinite and eternal sacrifice for you and for every one of his children, and that as you come to know and experience that, you will have great love and confidence in your heart the rest of your life.
Brother Williams, thank you so much for joining us today, and we are looking forward to devotional.
Thank you.